say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled Catombrasse pour te le payer, il sait porter la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glory. Stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
And there we go, race fans. We are getting ever so close to that green flag coming out. We will step out. Take a quick break here on Racetime Radio. We'll let the drivers get belted in. And the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 will come at you live next here on Racetime Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Mike Skinner, pole sitter of the Daytona 500 in 1997. You're listening to Racetime Radio. Never had much faith in love.
There's only one IWK 250, Canada's ultimate short track race.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious stock car race to win, featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing. That series always puts on, I think, the best shows.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Under the lights at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
The IWK race in particular, fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholm's up there at Nova Scotia just doing an incredible job with that facility and that race and the IWK.
Those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
July 16th, presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. Live, flight-to-flight coverage at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, worldwide.
Oh, my God. We did it.
Yes, it's the victory lane.
July 16th on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah!
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
We have a gold green.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Race Time Radio, Sirius XM 167.
Race Time Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
Drivers, start your engines!
Welcome back to the track, live on Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, live tonight from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. We got the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 about to go green. It will be a dynamite race. You're in for a good one tonight, Canada. Down in turn number one and two, got to welcome in Jerry Paxton to the broadcast. Jerry, here we go. This is going to be a dynamite one.
Get ready for one that's going to start very early. They're not going to waste any time getting at this because you've got some guys up front that all they want to be is up front. Craig Slonwhite has been very strong in that 99. We saw him with lots of it back here in May. Right beside him, Dylan Blankhorn, who won at Riverside just a week ago. That car is working well. They're all set to go. I watched the two drivers have a little conference, and I asked them, you making some deals here on the front row? They said, can't tell you about that. But the guy I'm watching tonight, that zero car, Sean Turple, that's a backup car. But they worked and they thrashed on that car all week. He is fast. He's starting third. That makes Sean Turple a very dangerous guy.
Down in turn number three and four here at beautiful Scotia Speed World is the veteran driver in this Pro Stock Tour. Now turn broadcaster, we have Brad Mann overlooking the field down there. Brad, what do you think?
Stout field, some good cars up front here tonight, Joe. Just chit-chatting with Mike McKenzie. Some good cars in the back, so that makes for a real interesting start to the race because you know the 67 and 99 is going to want to get out front and lead, but you also got the 39, the 13, the 89, the 18 back here that wants to come up back through the field. So the fans are going to get a little bit of racing up front, a lot from the back. Should be a real interesting night here. Who can weave through the traffic, stay out of trouble? You got to remember, Lady Luck's got to be on your side. The car can be good, but you could get caught in something coming up through.
Yeah, you'd like to have Lady Luck sit right inside that race car with you, and hopefully each and every driver has that here tonight in the Nova Truck Centers 150. Got to remind you, too, brand new building for Nova Truck Centers. Three big, beautiful locations to service any of your needs. You're going to want to stop by and see Peter and the gang over there. They had some beautiful trucks on the racetrack earlier today as the drivers are all belting in. The crews will give them one last tap for good luck, and those drivers will be sent on their way shortly. Got to throw it down to Tim Terry. How you making out down there, Tim?
Still waiting for a couple of cars near the front of the field, and I believe one or two near the back. Got our officials checking them over and making sure that they are ready to go for 150 green flag laps presented by Nova Truck Centers. Joe, just a few more moments away. Couple of more drivers still getting strapped in.
Yeah, no problem at this time. What do you say, Jerry Paxton? We do our usual. What do you say we do some picks? You got the field sitting in front of you. Who are you thinking tonight in the Nova Truck Centers Make-A-Wish 150?
Well, you know, I was watching things here on Pit Lane, and there's some drivers who are starting in unusual positions. Donald Chisholm is used to being at this end of the pit, but not on that side of the wall, so that's going to upset their rhythm just a little bit, I'm sure. When it comes to picks, I think I already made mine clear. I'm going for the zero. Turple's my choice.
How about you, Brad Mann? It's time to do a little picking here. We haven't got favorites, but we are race fans as well. What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, I was traveling around the pit earlier, and the 67's got some cook. I had an awesome chocolate chip cookie. I got to go for the 67 team.
Surprise, surprise.
How about you, Tim Terry? Your turn.
Wait, you know what? I was going to go for Dylan Blankhorn, but that 99 car looks strong up front. How about Craig Slonwhite?
Yeah, he looks real good. My pick, I'm going to be keyed in on that Dodge Dealers number 29. I kind of got a sneaky suspicion Greg Proud is going to show us what PEI is all made about here tonight at Scotia Speed World. Fans, make your selections. It's in front of you tonight, and you're in the best possible race you could be at in Canada. in front of you. It's going to be a dynamite night. It's a beautiful night for a race. We have 23 beautifully prepared super late models, pro stocks as they're called, on the east coast of Canada. These are template style race cars and professional short track racers. This is what we've got. Jerry, this race is going to start now in the daylight. It will fade to darkness as we go.
And that's going to make a big difference as we get through this race. A lot of crew chiefs thinking about it. And as Brad said earlier, start your car off a little bit loose. Let it come to you. But remember, you got to save some tires. This is 150 laps. Somewhere around lap 80, those tires are going to start to get real, real slippery.
Don't forget to make a donation to Children's Make-A-Wish. Do that tonight. You can do it at the racetrack. And great charity, and they're on hand here tonight. We got some wishes that are going to be granted, and that's too cool as things progress. Tim Terry, I can see you kind of looking up this way. Oh, maybe not.
We're still waiting on one car, Art. Is that what we're waiting on? 91.
The 91's still coming out onto the racetrack. That's okay. We got some time. We don't mind. We'd like to see as many cars in this race as possible. You know, the 91 involved in a wee bit of a fender bender. The crew had been working hard on that green field, beautiful-looking race machine in that pit area. They'll have it looking pristine, and hopefully they can make it out onto the racetrack and be part of this big race. Tim Terry, down to you, buddy.
Command coming up. Here we go, guys.
Drivers,
start your engines!
Ah, the sound of music here at Scotia Speed World as the Parts for Trucks Tour teams fire those engines. And we're going to make some noise here tonight, Jerry. This is going to be the race that we've all anticipated. Race number 3 in the 2016 Parts for Trucks Tour. The cars are starting to roll, buddy.
Hey, the first question is, was there a deal made on the front row? Have they discussed this first lap or two? Have they figured out how they're going to handle this? Or are Dylan Blankhorn and Craig Sloan-White just going to go at it and take the gloves off? It's going to be interesting to see because they've still got 21 other guys behind them who weren't in on the negotiations. That means any deal they made doesn't affect anybody else. And with that zero car of Turpo and the 14 of Duguay sitting on row number 2, it's anybody's game.
And how about the qualifying effort for Terry Duguay? Let's have a look at the front of the field here tonight. Brad, man, look at that. Terry is going to fire up this race, I believe, in the fourth spot. How about that?
Terry Duguay, I had a chance, Joe, to talk to him in the pit. That car spent 7 hours on a frame straightening machine in Prince Edward Island this week. He called up an old buddy on Sunday, asked him if he had anything on his frame straightening machine. The gentleman said no. He said, can I bring it out Monday night? And the gentleman told him, what's wrong with this afternoon? That car went on a frame straightener machine last Sunday in the island. They've worked 7 hours just straightening the frame. They were pretty excited just to be back here. The 14 car had actually thought he might be done for the season if he hadn't got that done.
Tim, I see you've got an important number in your hand. What is it?
It's the Shriners 50-50 number. Dig out your 50-50 tickets. 3-8-4-9-3 Shriners 50-50 number.
And we will get you a value on that. I bet it's going to be a pretty good one here. Tim Terry's going to catch his breath after hoofing it all the way back up to the top of this beautiful tower here tonight as the cars begin to circulate around this beautiful speedway. We are going to also have a look and eavesdrop a wee bit throughout the course of the night. We'll find out what is happening inside these race cars. But, Brad, man, I want to put it back down to you for one question here. You are a veteran in this tour, now retired, turned broadcaster. What's it like for a rookie in this tour going up against some of the best drivers in all of Canada in a template-style super late model?
The biggest thing in the rookie's mind, he doesn't want to be the center of attention. He doesn't want to cause that wreck. He just wants to race, run his line, make sure that he doesn't cause any grief. Also, he'd be a little bit on the nervous end starting his first race here with all these veterans in the field. Look for a good race. We got some young guns are fast. We got some veterans in the back. Look for the 13 car also to move up through. None of us picked him. But if I got a second pick, and I'm going to take a second pick, I'd be taking the 13.
As the field forms up, Tim Terry, we are getting ready to get these guys underway, buddy.
And we're going to get it kicked off in style, ladies and gentlemen, next time by. We want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down here at Scotia Speed World. We want everybody to rise, everybody on your feet this time, and give these drivers a wave off and send them off for 150 green flag laps. Come on, everybody on your feet. They're going to wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them at the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
And a capacity crowd here at Scotia Speed World. We got to thank absolutely each and every one of you for coming out to this race tonight. The field is doubled up, Jerry Paxton. They are going to go around this track one more time. And when they do, those lights are going to pop out on that pace car. And the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 is going to come to life.
And let's hope we haven't seen a premonition of what may be to come. The number 18, Darren McKinnon, lost his hat. That's what was down in turn one. They had to get the safety crew out to pick it up. So let's hope everything else in the car is all strapped down and ready to go.
Jerry.
Sloan Waite and Blakehorn about to take the green. They're off down the front straightaway, down into turn one and two.
Chase waves the green flag. We're underway in the Nova Truck Center's 150. It's Blakehorn on the outside. Going to get to the early lead, the 99 to Sloan Waite. Going to fight back on the inside. They all scatter behind. Lap number one, going to go to the 67 car.
I hope you like side-by-side racing because we're going to see a lot of it here tonight, Jerry.
And that's exactly how they're headed down the back straightaway, side-by-side, as they try to chase down that 67 of Blakehorn. He is out in front. Sloan Waite will pull in behind him. Here comes the zero of Turple now as he gets under the 14 of Duguay. The 22 of Hickox rounds out the top five.
And Blakehorn continues to lead the field. Sloan Waite hot pursuit. Here comes Turple. Duguay still settles in fourth. Hickox in fifth going down the front stretch.
Top four, single file, Duguay a little bit sideways. In corner number two, Joel Hickox going to reel him in. In car number 22, the 8 of Kent Vincent right behind as Duguay way up the racetrack. He's got a horrendous push out of these corners.
And right now the front three starting to separate and pull away as Blakehorn in the 67, the 99 of Sloan Waite, and the 0 of Turple starting to put a lot of real estate between them. And the 22 of Hickox, the 14 of Duguay, and the 8 of Kent Vincent.
67 slows on the backstretch. He's pulling in the field. Something wrong with the 67 car. He's got a left front flat. As the field rolls by, 67 is broke on the backstretch.
Sarah McKay around in corner number 3, trying to avoid Donald Chisholm. May have got a piece of it. We got some cosmetic damage on the 11 of Marty Prevost. Caution flag will fly, and Blakehorn still going to try to limp this car around the Bando track, and man, what a tough break for the 67 of Blakehorn.
Yeah, a lot of action all at one time there, Tim Terry. We have 5 laps in the books. Chaos breaks out on the backstretch as the 67 car, Dylan Blakehorn, slowly just missed pit road, forced him to go around one more time, contact in the corner, and the 32 of Sarah McKay unfortunately paid the price and got spun around. She is going to head down to her pit. She'll get some attention. Brad, you're right there.
32 looks clean. The crew is just looking around. I'll try to get a look here at the front of the car, but on the right side of the car, it looks all right. They're just looking it over. It looks like she's going to be all right. I don't think there's any damage to the 32 car here.
Jerry, down at your end of the pit, here comes the 67 of Blakehorn. Is that just a flat?
That's just a flat, but boy, they have run it down onto the rim. Now you see them trying to lift the car up to get the jack under it so they can lift it to make the change. They've got the new left front all set to go on. They just got to get the car up on the stand and get it off. But looks like that whole wheel may be done.
Tim is at the 11 down there. Marty Mega to his crew as well.
Yeah, I believe it is. And he's on the opposite side of the wall. But they are going to work on what appears to be the right front corner, trying to pull that out on the race car. He had a little bit of cosmetic damage on that corner, Joe, after that incident down there in corner number 3. And that's some of the excitement you get with some of those guys starting near the rear of the field, trying to push their way to the front.
Have a listen on the
radio. You'll be lining up 13. You'll be up the stage.
Yeah. 3 short, 81.
Should
be ahead of the 08.
Yes, the 81 is supposed to be.
They're working on the lineup there, Tim, as we Have a look at the front of the field here. We'll get you up to date. Five laps in. Caution flag flies. We got the 99 of Craig Slonwhite leading the parade around here. The zero, Municipal Group Dexter Chevrolet. That is Sean Turple. Guy knows what he's doing at this racetrack. He's won a lot of races at this particular facility. In third spot, the 22 of Joel Hickok. The 14 car of Terry Duguay. Wrecked at Riverside, running fourth right now, five laps in, as the field begins to double up. Tim?
Dylan Blankhorn going to come back out to the racetrack. Sarah McKay is also back out. Crew still working on Marty Prevost's car. The 91 at Gosby is also on pit road. I'll tell you a story, though. I met Joel Hickox at the pit gate coming in today, and he asked me the question everybody's been asking me. You going to the island tomorrow? You going to Oyster Bay? Because they got a 50-lap street stock race. Joel said, I am. My street stock's ready to go. So as soon as he does 150 laps here tonight, he's going to the island to do a 50-lap street stock race tomorrow. Talk about a busy man.
Yeah, that is incredibly busy. We look at the back of the field, Tim. That beautiful white with the fluorescent green 91 of Dylan Gosby has got that Greenfield Enterprises machine rolling to the rear. So let's see how things work there. Cleanup crew pretty well looks like they've got their job done. Maybe not. We see an official heading out there, and the caution flag will stay out for now, Jerry.
And it's going to be a real interesting restart because the zero of Turple was just about to make the pass and go after the 99 of Slonwhite, and that caution flag came out and took away the opportunity. So watch on the restart. Turple is definitely going to try and get the jump on the 99 of Slonwhite.
Lots happening in Canada. I might want to let you know that the NASCAR Pinty's Series race is happening at Sunset Speedway in Stroud, Ontario. You ready for this, Jerry? I don't believe you know this, or Brad, or Tim. The pole sitter, the guy that took the pole for today's Leyland 300, how about the youngster in Caden Lapsevich at his home track?
That kid's got some laps around there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a bunch, Jerry.
I was just going to say, why am I not surprised? He was super quick in practice, and if I remember right, he may have been the fastest in practice. But, Caden Lapsevich is a heck of a driver. That's a track he's got a lot of laps on, and a car he's gotten to know. He'll be tough.
Yeah, lots of action at Flamborough Speedway as well. We got the Oscar Super Late Models buzzing around there. We'll get you some updates, Tim. But lights are out. We're going back green here.
Here comes the 99 and the 0. Green, a flag flies. We're back underway. Turple in the 0 on the outside, trying to take it away from Slonwhite. Look at Duguay and Hickok side by side. That's for position number 3 in the Nova Truck Center's 150. As they go toe-to-toe at a corner number 4, Turple going to get the run. He's going to lead lap number 7.
And Turple in that 0 car, a lot of power as he comes out of 2 and down the back straightaway. Puts about a car length on the 99 of Slonwhite as they come down to turn number 3.
And it's Hickok's looking under the 14 car. He gets the job done. Kent Vincent going to follow him through into turn 2.
And one of the other drivers you got to watch coming up through the field, the 53, Cole Butcher. He is not wasting any time. He started back in the middle of the field. He is definitely on a march to the front as he runs side by side with the 29 of Greg Proud.
The front stretch comes Turple. He continues to lead. Slonwhite in hot pursuit. Meanwhile, Terry Duguay and Cole Hickok hangs on third and fourth with the 8 car, Ken Vincent, sitting there watching.
Look at the 22 of Hickok to the inside of the 14 of Terry Duguay. Duguay holding his own and being very impressive early in this race on the outside line at Scotia Speedworld. Ken Vincent in position number 5. And then it's side by side. Butcher and the 29 of Greg Proud going toe-to-toe. And look at the bounty hunter, Russell Smith Jr., side-by-side with Steve Ross. Duguay way up in the marbles at a corner number 4. He's 3 wide now to the outside, but that's for about 8th place.
And that little bobble by the 14 of Duguay may have just uncorked the bottle, because that side-by-side battle with the 22 of Hickox was holding everybody else up. Ken Vincent was right in there wanting to go. Here's the 53 of Cole Butcher now up into the top 5. Behind him, the 29 of Proud and the 66 of Russell Smith Jr.
As we work, lap 13 coming to 14. Your leader, the 0, Sean Turple, followed real close, right on his back bumper. In fact, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, given about 3 car lengths back to the 22 of Joel Hickok, the 8 of Vincent, 53 Butcher, 29 Proud, 66 Russell Smith Jr., the 18 of McKinnon. the 13 Cassius Clark, 24 of Ross Brown. So your top 10, Tim.
Very impressive top 10. And then DJ Casey, Terry Dugay in a side-by-side battle between Noggle and the 89 of Donald Chisholm. The Brycon Construction, number 08 on the outside of the Nova Construction, number 89. 89 going to take that spot, bottom line. And Joe, who's coming to the field, Mega Marty.
Absolutely, Mega Marty on his way. Same thing with the 89 Nova Celtic Ford. Donald Chisholm, Jerry, is on the move.
He is definitely making his way forward, and the 08 Nicholas Noggle almost lifted Chisholm's back wheels as they came through turn one and two the last time around. That would have been a major mistake.
24 of Steve Ross and the 97 of DJ Casey nearly came together at a corner number three and four as they battle side by side. The Alta Gas 24 on the outside of the Happy Harry's Ford. They continue to go side by side, but don't look now. Dugay and Chisholm closing in on that battle.
A great run for Hickok running along in third out of the island. That's as far up as he's running sometimes. Matt Butcher's take fourth place, and here comes a big dodge from the island. Great crowd slips into fifth.
And then there's that side-by-side battle as Russell Smith Jr. in the 66 gets under the 8 of Kent Vincent as they come out of turn 2 and down the back straightaway. Right behind them, the 18 of Darren McKinnon.
Gosby, the 91 car, makes a pit stop, an on-scheduled pit stop here under green. The 91 car is on pit road.
Top six single file, it's back to the 8 and 18. Now Kent Vincent holding his own, but Darren McKinnon to the inside of the Vector Aerospace Bobbleheads Canada. Dodges, they go at it. Russell Smith Jr. got past him too. He's up to sixth.
Well, he started at the rear, but the 89 Nova Celtic Ford just busted into 11th spot on his way to the top 10. But Jerry's got to get by the 97 of DJ Casey. That won't be easy.
And right now, that 97 of Casey running a great line. Looks like that car is coming to him just as he needs it as the race progresses. We'll see if he can get it stronger towards the front. But Casey having a good run in that 97. The big battle right now is a little bit ahead of them.
Five.
As they start to straighten it out. As they said that, they ended the battle. But here comes Butcher in that 53, trying to get around the 22 of Hickok. That's a battle for third.
Meanwhile, Marty Maga's moving up through the field, and the 11 cars gained about eight positions. Working his way up in the field. Single file racing up at the front of the field.
Joe, you mentioned the 89 of Donald Chisholm. He just picked off a beautiful pass on the 97 to DJ Casey. He's up one more position, but now he's got a lot of real estate between himself and the 8 car of Kent Vincent. Another driver that started at the back on his way to the front. How about C Money, the 13 of Cassius Clark's making his way up.
Unbelievable. Having a great run tonight in that King Racing number 13. 27 laps in the books as Rob Bonus shows the 7, the move over flag as the leaders are rolling through. Up front, the 0, Dexter Municipal Group Chevrolet of Sean Turple. Familiar spot for him, Jerry. He's rolling tonight.
And Turple is very strong. The lap traffic, the 7 of Byron Bartlett now behind him. Him and Sloan White running away. And Bartlett's kind of slowing down that next group as they go down the back straightaway. They'll make their way around. But right now, Sean Turple just running laps out in front. Craig Sloan-White staying with them, and you got to wonder, are they saving a little bit for later, or are they going to run it out?
And it's Blakehorn still working through his way through traffic. He has to come from the back. He's only gained about five positions so far. As the top continue to run single file, working their way around the lap curve behind Bordler.
Let's have a look at that top five, Tim Terry. You got Sean Turple on lap 32. The 99 of Sloan-White is still glued to his back bumper. The 22 of Hickok, the 53 of Butcher now side-by-side for third. And in fifth, the 29, that is Greg Proud. I'm thinking that he's going to start making some moves real soon.
But he's being pursued by Russi right now, the 66, usually driven by Daryl Maher. Russi's giving it a run right now in position number 6 with Darren McKinnon and Cassius Clark all over the back bumper of car number 66. Cole Butcher takes position number 3. Hickok's back to 4th, and now Greg Proud is on the hunt of the Hickok service at a Dodge. Going to be 2 Dodges going at it for a spot.
Terry Dugay again, real loose off the turn. He hung on to it, Jerry. I don't know how.
I was watching the 29 of Greg Proud, and he was hard on the brakes trying to avoid the 22 of Hickok's as they come in the corner. There it is again. and Hickox not rolling through the corners the way he wants it to. Greg Proud looking for a way around because he's got to hit the brakes, and that's killing his momentum.
And Cassius Clark gets around the 18 car McKinnon and continues to work his way up for the field. Meanwhile, Sean Turple leads Slon Wade Butcher sitting in third. Hickox now slips back to fourth, followed by Greg Proud.
The leaders are coming up in some lap traffic. The 21 and 32 are going at it side by side, about five lengths in front of the leaders. And, Joe, that's a nice little battle, but they're going to have the leaders on their back porch momentarily.
Yeah, something's got to give here shortly, Tim, as we work lap 38 here in the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Live tonight from Scotia Speed World, it's the third race on the 2016 season for the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. That was close, Tim.
Greg Proud in the number 29 got a shot from Joel Hickox as he went by, and now Hickox is stuck on the outside line, and he'll battle side by side with the 66 of Russell Smith Jr., the bounty hunter, going to appear on the CSS insurance leaderboard in fifth.
And there goes Russell Smith Jr. with the 13 catches. Clark right in the back bumper, trying to get around the 22 of Hickox.
They'll follow the train through as Russell Smith Jr. goes through. Clark follows him. Along goes McKinnon underneath him as Hickox pinched up on the outside lane.
'67 continues to work his way through the pack. He's on the same straightaway as the leaders.
Around goes the 18 car in the front stretch. Look out!
Oh, big hit for Marty Prevo.
Man, you don't like to see that. The 18 of McKinnon on the front stretch. Got a little damage here, Tim.
Yeah, tough break for the 11. He's got a lot of damage to the left-hand side of that race car. And Joey was about this time in the Lucas Oil 100 where Marty experienced some difficulties on the front straightaway in about the same place. He sits on lap 42.
Yeah, tough deal. They will check Marty out, check the car out. It looks like driver's okay. We see hands up there. And the 18 of McKinnon fires his way down pit road, Jerry.
Yeah, that 11 of Marty Prevo, the front end damage on that one is not very pretty. Peeled back that left front fender, left front tire is flat, turned. It looks like there's some definitely bent up suspension pieces inside there. And that is a tough break for Marty Prevo. They just got that car back together again.
Joe, there's some Bandolero drivers sitting here near the where the 11 car stopped. Colton Noble was just standing up there. That was the kid that rolled over in corner number three last night. He knows how tough it is to exit a race like this at Scotia Speed World.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Pit Road, a busy, busy spot. We see the 08 of Noggle heading down Pit Road, the 32 of McKay, the 14 of Terry Duguay, the 91 of Gosby has been retired by the look of it, Tim. The 18, McKinnon. You got lots of action down there, Bradman.
Yeah, the 32 just come in. They were under the hood. They pushed her to get her going. Sarah McKay's off and running. McKinnon just lost it coming up out of four and spun around, and everybody missed him except Marty caught the left rear of him, hit him hard. Sometimes you're going so fast in these cars, guys, and you don't know the caution's out, and you're depending on your spotter to get the message to you right away because you're so focused on the car that you're chasing that you're kind of not looking up forward another four or five car lengths. So that's how you wonder sometimes how this can happen, but it happens fast, and obviously Marty didn't see him or the spotter didn't pick up on that McKinnon was sitting there. And anytime you're sitting in the front straightaway in the middle of the track, not a good feeling.
Marty's out of the car there, fans. Give him a big round of applause for the effort done tonight here. Marty, we feel for you, brother. As the cars begin to circulate around, we're working lap 41 here tonight. The zero of Sean Turple leads so far in the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 at Scotia Speed World. In behind the zero, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, 53 of Cole Butcher is in third, 21 of Pierce. What's up?
Joe, we are still looking for a 50-50 winner, and it's $1,764.50. The number is 38493. 38493. If you have that Shriners 50-50 ticket, Please see the Shriners at the hut. If you are in the pit area, please grab one of our officials.
How about that, Tim? $1,700 and change? You want to check your 50-50 numbers? You better get that done. That's a good prize. You don't want to miss out here tonight. Let's take you through the field. We'll do that again now. The zero, Sean Turple, is up front. The 99, Craig Slonwhite, is in second spot. 53, Cole Butcher with Make-A-Wish on the front of that car. Atlantic Tilt Load on the side of it. The 29 of Greg Proud is back into that fourth spot. The 66, Russell Smith Jr., driving for Daryl Marr. Then we've got the 13, Cassius Clark, followed by the 22 of Joel Hickok. The 89, Nova Celtic Ford. How about this, guys? Donald Chisholm has worked his way up. What is he in, like, eighth spot? Look at him go.
Joe, they're under the left rear. I'm just walking down pit road here. They're under the left rear of the 18 car. Looks like he got hit right on the wheel. They've got the shocks, the springs off of that side. It may have bent the shock. They're busy under the left rear of the car. They got the tires off both cars. The rear end almost looks like it drove ahead on the right side. So we may have a broken trailing arm here on the left rear. But the crew's working fiercely at it. You got to remember, that's the car last week that blew the rear end with seven to go in Attigonish. And what happened was the quick change gears broke in the back, broke the rear end cover in three pieces. So they've just spent a bunch of money fixing the rear end of that car to get here this week.
Another big dog down pit road, and he just ducked down there, Tim, the 67 of Blankhorn.
Yeah, Blankhorn, they're looking. It appears to be they're trying to get under the hood of that race car. So we'll see what...
Guys, they're making some adjustments to the front end of the car. They checked the air pressure on the left front tire. That's the one that they put on fresh after the flat. And they were trying to make some adjustments on that right front corner of the car as well. So that's why the hood was peeled up but not removed. They've got it back in. The pins are down. And I don't think Dylan's going to be here much longer.
50-50 winner is in the pits. Just got that message. 50-50 winner is in the pits. And an update from Speedway 660. They're racing tonight. Courtney Oblinas apparently blew them away in the street stock feature, so congratulations to the 48 car. Matt Harris, Johnny Rankin, Dustin Tucker, top three in the pro stock feature. And now they're lining up the cars for the Martin's Home Heating Sportsman 125.
How about that, Brad? Your old race car.
That's good. The boys are doing a great job. Johnny's enjoying it. That race car was taken down to Somerville racing over the winter, and they've done a great job. But just looking at the shock come off the left rear of the 18 car, it looks like a half moon that you'd see in the sky that it was bent that much. So they're busy putting a left rear shock in this car and trying to get it back out.
As the cars double up, the cleanup crew does a quick exit down pit road. We're still going to have those caution lights on, I do believe, guys. The field does double up. Could be another lap or two here. Only our second caution so far of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150, Tim.
And Terry Duguay is in his race car. He's working on the race car on the right front corner as the 18 car, as Brad mentioned, continues to work on that car. Everybody else, well, Byron Bartlett is on pit road at the end. Everybody else on the racetrack, well, except for Dylan Gosby. He's retired for the evening. And next time by, we're going to go racing. So those drivers that are working on those race cars, they got to get the jacks dropped in on the racetrack. They want to stay in the lead lap.
Yes, sir. 41 laps in the books. Lights out atop of that pace car. And that pace car is going to work its way down pit road, side by side. Oh, 10, maybe 12 rows deep here tonight at Scotia Speed World. Jerry, here it comes.
Green flag is down, and that battle up front picks up right where they left off. Sean Turple and Craig Slonwhite side by side into turn number two and down the back straightaway. Slonwhite tried to pinch the zero of Turple down, and Turple wasn't having any of it, but Slonwhite takes the lead. And now the 29 of Proud on the outside going after the 53 of Butcher trying to pick up third.
All it took was a little bobble by Turple on the backstretch, and the 99 car got around him, but here comes Cole Butcher under Greg Proud. He's right back for third going into turn two.
Tim, I can't believe the difference a little break in the action makes. When you let these tires cool down, you may get a different cast of characters running in different spots. We got it. The 99 of Slonwhite ran second for 40, what, three laps of this race? We work lap 45. The man is in the lead.
Yeah, he's in the lead. The 13 and 89 who started at the rear of the field, they're up and looking at a top five run. Cassius Clark battling with Russell Smith Jr. for fifth. And just behind them, single file car number 89 of Donald Chisholm in seventh. Big bobble by the 66 car. 13 going to take fifth. And the Celtic Ford number 89 going to be on the back porch of the Kay Hubley Woodworking and Contracting Camry.
Right. 13 car, Cassius Clark really rolling through the middle of the turn, making some ground on these guys. And as he works his way up front, Clark sitting in fifth, following Butcher and Proud just to see which lane's going to go. He's in hot pursuit.
A big burst of speed for the 29 Dodge Steelers machine of Greg Proud. He has got the 53 of Cole Butcher on the inside. Greg on the big side of the racetrack, as Junior would call it. These guys are still battling it out side by side.
And that battle for third is the most ferocious
caution
on the racetrack.
Caution on the speedway. 32 car around in the back straightaway. That will draw the caution. And Joe, I didn't see how she got into that point, but she's not pointing in the right direction.
No, she's not. Continue, Jerry.
I was going to say that was the most ferocious battle on the racetrack, the 53 and the 29. 53 of Butcher, he's getting down low. He's able to get through the corners just a little bit better. Once they hit the straightaway, it's all that big Dodge motor of Greg Proud's number 29. But there is no way Cole Butcher is going to surrender that position without a fight.
I told Sarah McKay last week, Rainbow Fish doesn't like swimming upstream. And she's been upstream a couple of times so far this evening. Tough run so far for the 32 car.
And, you know, we talked to Sarah earlier today in the pit area, and she said they did have a couple of issues on the car. They were trying to sort them out, just trying to get it fixed up so it would run a little bit better, a little more to her comfort and convenience. It looks like they still got some work to do.
Talked to crew chief Mike McKenzie in the pit before the race started. They've had electrical issues all day, guys. They turn the power switch on and no lights comes on, so they've had to push this car to get it going. So there could be an electrical issue there.
And they told me last week they had ignition system issues with that race car, so maybe it's something that's plaguing them from Riverside International Speedway last week.
Yeah, it could very well be. We do have some familiar faces down pit road right now. 67 of Blankhorn back down there. 14 Terry Duguay. Work continues, but how about the 18 of Darren McKinnon? That shock, Brad, that you said looked like a moon, it's gone. They got a new one on, and the 18 is going to rejoin this race.
Yeah, it was bent. He got a hit. It looks like he took the hit in the left rear tire, and that shock looked like a moon. I saw him take it off the car, and the shock was just about in a 180-degree bend in it, and that's not normal. They're supposed to be up and down, so they were rigging up another shock to go in the car, but they're down some laps now, so looking for him to log out the laps to gain some valuable points here for the series.
Hey, Joe, look who won the 50-50. Jerry Allen is your 50-50 winner.
Jerry Allen.
The beers are on Jerry tonight, and I know he's listening back there, and I'm probably going to get a Facebook message and saying that we're not invited to the party. But congratulations to Jerry Allen. He's here every single week and follows the Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour around. Great to see Jerry Allen winning the 50-50.
$1,700 and change up for tonight's 50-50. Good job, Shriners. As we work lap 48, we are under caution. It is our third stoppage in action here tonight. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite is out front. The 0, Sean Turpel, not letting the 99 get too far away. Row number 2, the 29 of Proud, 53 of Butcher. To his outside, row number 3 makes up Cassius Clark. To his outside, he's got Russell Smith Jr. driving the 66 for Daryl Marr. He's got an injured hand. Row number 4 looks like this. We got the 89 of Chisholm. 2 is outside the 22 of Hickok. Row number 5, the 8 of Kent Vinson. The 97 of DJ Casey. Row number 6, 49 of Harry Ross White. The 81 of Neville. The 08, Nicholas Noggle. He is outside or inside the 32 of Sarah McKay. Back to the 24, Steve Ross. Big Bird takes up the outside. And all the way back in the final row, the 21 of Pierce and the 7 of Byron Bartlett.
And you mentioned the 49, the 81, and the 08 in a row. That would be your XI Batteries Rookie of the Race battle right now. Want to mention the King Freight Future Winners Award. Hats off to the Parcher Trucks Pro Stock Tour for bringing that on board. The top non-winner in this race, or a driver that has never won a main feature on the Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour, will collect a cash bonus courtesy of King Freight. Right now, it's car number 66, driven by Russell Smith Jr., that would lead that one. And, of course, they're all chasing the Lindy Group Most Laps Led Award. Driver who leads the most laps will collect a cash bonus courtesy of Lindy.
Guys, quick update on the 67 car of Dylan Blankhorn. They had a valve stem go bad. That's what set that left front tire down. The wheel they put on, not the right stagger. They've been making adjustments. That's why they keep coming back. They've adjusted the stagger. They got the toe set. They've been fighting some stuff. They said now they're happy. Dylan's happy. This is going to be the car to watch.
The 18 of McKinnon down and away. He did slip down pit road and got another adjustment, but he is on his way again. He'll rejoin the field at the back. I believe he is down a couple, Tim. He did miss that last restart, I think.
Yeah, I believe he's down a couple of laps, but they're out here for championship points, and you never know. We saw it last year with Darren McKinnon. He was in that championship chase. 1 or 2 points one way or the other could be the difference between winning a championship and finishing in fifth.
And Art Steves, the starter for the Parts for Trucks Tour, is indicating the lights have got to go out on top of that pace car. The field is doubled up, and we are going to go back to racing in tonight's Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Got to thank Nova Trucks. What a display earlier today. We'll talk more about that in a bit, but let's get back to some racing, shall we, Jerry Paxton?
And here they come down the front straightaway. Green flag, and we're back racing. And this time, Turple trying to use the outside lane to his advantage. He's door-to-door with the 99 of Craig Slunwhite as they head down to turn number 3 and 4. And that looks like the way the rest of the field. Still door-to-door as we come around again. And the battle is heating up. It's Turple who puts the car about a half a car length ahead on the 99 of Slunwhite. The battle for third, 29 of Proud on the inside. This time it's Cole Butcher in the 53 on the outside.
And it's Turple the field. Slunwhite in hot pursuit. The real battle's for third between Greg Proud and Cole Butcher. Butcher edges ahead of Proud on the backstretch. As they continue off at turn four, Butcher's going to edge him out to third, going back to the line.
And Proud comes right back at him as they come out of turn two and down the back straightaway. Drag race into turn three. This time it's advantage Proud, but can he hold it to the straight?
Russell Smith Jr. continues to ride along fifth place, a very impressive ride. And here comes Carson Clash's Kirk, followed by Donald Chisholm coming up through the field.
Clark chasing down that 66 as they battle side by side just ahead of them, the 29 and 53. There's some extra tire marks showing the side of that number 29 of Greg Proud. They are not giving each other an inch for the battle for third as Turple and Slunwhite, their single file, they begin to inch away from the field. Hickok's way wide at a corner number 4. He'll battle with Ken Vincent for about 7.
I asked Mike McKenzie earlier today, veteran driver here in this tour. I said, what's it like running a 150 out here at Scotia Speed World in this tour, Mike? He said, Joe, it is 150 qualifying laps. You can't lift. You lift, you lose. These guys are putting it on. And Jerry, what I'm finding out right now in watching what we see on lap 57, I see Donald Chisholm playing this as smart as possible. He's saving his equipment, I do believe, right now.
I believe he is too, but the car I'm watching on the move, that 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, he is much more confident. He is running the big side of the racetrack on the outside group, trying to pick up some positions. He's being careful about it, but he's about to go around the 97 of DJ Casey.
The battle intensifies for position number 4. Cole Butcher occupies it, but Russell Smith Jr., the 13 of Cassius Clark, and now the 89 of Donald Chisholm continue to battle behind that 53 of Butcher. One small little slip, and that 66 is going to be there to collect position number 4. 66 looking stout this evening.
Clark looking to the outside. He's going to go to the outside of Russell Smith Jr., looking to take over that fifth spot as he gets some grip outside. Here comes the 13 car. He edges ahead. Russell Smith Jr. fights back, going into turn, coming out of turn 4. Chisholm rides along behind him.
And Cassius Clark gets it in front of the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. He's got his sights set now on the 53 of Cole Butcher as they head down the back straightaway into turns 3 and 4.
And it's Clark to fifth. He goes by the 66 Russell Smith Jr. Smith Jr. fights back. Meanwhile, Chisholm rides along in sixth. Blankhorn continues to work his way up through the field.
And the top 7 begin to break away. Single file as the battle for eighth intensifies. The 22 and the 8 side by side. And don't look now. Here comes Haas. Harry Ross White in the battle for position number 8. Taking a look to the inside of the 22. Following Kent Vincent on the inside of the J.D. Backhoeing. Number 22 of Joel Hickox. First side by side battle is for 8th.
great run for White, working his way up through the field and only his third start in a pro stock car. As he follows Kent Vinson around, Hickok settle in behind him, and Blakehorn's closed the gap again.
Yeah, Blakehorn on the march as he closes in on the 8:49 and 22 battle. It's bringing DJ Casey along with him at car number 97 as they work around this racetrack. Nevin Scott side by side with Nicholas Noggle. They swap a little bit in the paint down into corner number three as the 81 continues to work the inside of the Brycon Construction 08. That's the first side-by-side battle on the racetrack, but it's starting to get a little bit more intensity for position number four. 53-13, Cassius Clark to the inside.
Cassius Clark looking under Fletcher, coming into turn three. Coming out before, he's going to get the job done as he gets on the front stretch. Butcher fights back on the outside of Clark.
And Butcher comes down and turns one and two right to the bottom of the racetrack. Took the lane away, and Clark has to fall back in behind him in that 13 car as the 53 will drive away, securing that fourth spot.
Meanwhile, Russell Smith Jr. follows behind Cassius Clark, having a great car in that, running that car seven for Darrell Murr.
Top three single file, 0.99, and now the 29 has joined this battle up in front with your top two. Turbo and Slonwood have been the story so far this evening as we close in on the halfway point. 70 laps completed in the Nova Truck Center's 150, and the 29 is about to be a part of this story as the sun begins to set.
As always, great crowd when the sun goes down. That big Dodge motor gets the horsepower to the track and continues to come towards the front as he's chasing down the bumper of Slonwood.
And guys, the temperature is just starting to slide. That sun is low enough. Turns one and two are cooling down a little bit. There's a little bit more grip. We're watching the drivers starting to use that little bit higher line. The track is coming around.
You have to believe the 13 of Cassius Clark maybe getting a little impatient with the 53 of Cole Butcher. He's now to the outside of the 53 car as they battle side by side at position number four, the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. and the 89 of Donald Chisholm, also a part of that battle. But Cassius Clark trying to use the big boy side of the racetrack one more time on the 53 of Cole Butcher. But Butcher fights back on the inside of corner number one, but off corner number two, the King Competition 13 drives away with it. Archdeeves has the cross flags in hand. We're halfway.
And Sean Turpo is the leader, the 99 of Slonwhite right behind him, then the 29 of Greg Crouch. Back a couple of car lengths to the 13 of Cassius Clark. The 53 of Cole Butcher rounds out the top five. Then the 66 of Russell Smith Jr., the 89 of Donald Chisholm, running in seventh spot. The number eight, Kent Vincent, 49 of Harry Ross White, and the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, he is top 10.
And the battle continues to intensify for the top spot, the 29 of Greg Proud looking over the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. The zero of Turbo holds court up in front, but don't look now. The seven of Byron Bartlett, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 24 and the 21, they're all on the same straightaway as the leader as Terry Duguay comes off of pit road in the 14.
What a race tonight in the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 tonight. Scotia Speed World, 78 laps in the books. We got a bird burner, Jerry Paxton.
That number seven car of Byron Bartlett had to get down out of the way in a big hurry as that zero, the leader, Sean Turpo, came around leading that freight train.
Cassius Clark is closed right up on the bumper. 29, a great crowd going around the left car, the seven car. Allowed the top four to be bumper to bumper going down the back stretch as Butcher continues to work his way back. Top six, single file.
Top three had broken away, Joe, and now it's a six-car battle, nose-to-tail for that top spot. Turbo has about a one-car length advantage. Everybody else pretty much on top of each other here on lap 81.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim, and you can see Cassius Clark making his way through. He had a dominating performance here back in the spring race, the Lucas Oil 100. We're closing in on that 100 laps, 82 in the books. Cassius Clark, I believe, is going to rise to the occasion here. I don't know, Jerry, that zero is awful strong. So are those front four or five.
And the big question is, did anybody save anything or have they run it out? Because right now, that's what it's all about. things are starting to change. The temperature's changing. The lights are changing. They're going to be able to see a little better into corners three and four as that sun gets down behind. Right now, when they come to turn three, it's hard to see what's coming around the corner.
Cassius Clark working hard on the outside of Greg Proud, but Proud pulls him up off turn four. Clark continues to work hard on the outside.
He passed from the entire track.
Clark's around the 29 going down the front stretch. Clark led him back for the third spot. They go single file down. Clark working the outside group. Getting around Greg Proud. Now he's putting the sights on the 99 of Greg Slonway.
We were almost three wide for that battle as Slonway pushes up the racetrack. They're coming up on some lap traffic, including Darren McKinnon in car number 18. Zero goes to the outside, and I believe the 99 may use the 18 as a pick here. 29 of Greg Proud might be stuck behind the 18. We're going to be three wide. C-Money on the outside. Cassius Clark has to relinquish position number three to the 29 of Greg Proud. That was almost big.
Yeah, Tim, it really was. The lap car's starting to come into play here a wee bit. The 24 of Ross and the 32 of McKay are going to pretty well go down laps here. The zero of Sean Turple setting a great pace. The 99 of Slon White, he isn't leaving the back bumper of that zero car. The 29 of Proud now has some track to run. The 13 of Cassius Clark glued to the rear bumper of the 29. Oh, and don't forget about Cole Butcher. He's got Make-A-Wish on the nose of his car. He's making a wish right now.
We got a car around on the top of corner three and four. It might be the 22 of Hickox. Caution flag will fly. Brad, you might have a better vantage point of who that is.
Yeah, that's Hickox. He just sort of lost it on his own, get up in the high groove. And you got to realize when you get up so high in the racetrack here, all the rubber washes up there. So it's just like hitting a piece of ice and you're just along for the ride. So didn't collect anybody else, just a single car spin. The 21, it pitted under green. Sean Pierce still in the pit. They're working on that race car.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we will return with more of the Nova Truck Centers. Make-A-Wish 150 live from Scotia Speed World. Stay with us live on Racetime.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
There's only one IWK 250, Canada's ultimate short track race.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious stock car race to win, featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing. That series always puts on, I think, the best shows.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Under the lights at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
The IWK race in particular, fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholm's up there at Nova Scotia just doing an incredible job with that facility in that race and the IWK.
Those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
July 16th, presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. Live, flight-to-flight coverage at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, worldwide.
Oh, my God. We did it.
And Vincent to victory lane.
July 16th on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah!
Racetime Radio to go. Streaming live or on demand. Grab the free app at racetimeradio.com. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back with you live tonight here at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Man, what a race we've got in front of us. The Nova Truck Centers Make-A-Wish 150. We are 89 laps into the 150. The zero of Sean Turple, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. These guys keep putting that lead back and forth. Right now, Turple winning the war. The 99 is hoping to change that in mere moments. The 29 of Proud in third. The 99 of Cassius Clark. The 53 of Butcher. 66 of Russell Smith Jr. And oh, by the way, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford, Donald Chisholm, has worked his way comfortably now into that top 10. It's going to be an interesting finish, I can guarantee you that, Tim.
And you look at the top two, wherever they start, it seems like the other takes the lead on the outside. So you would think, with no lane choice here, the 99 starting on the outside might have that wee bit of an advantage on this restart. 89 laps completed. We still have a long way to go in this Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150, but that 13 car was quick. If that outside line goes, don't be surprised if that LFR chassis number 13 gets a little bit of a jump with that number 99.
Oh, by the way, gentlemen, notable, how about the front three? We got a Chevrolet, followed by a Ford, and then a Dodge, and back to a pair of Chevys after that. But Jerry Paxton, that's what you want to see as a race fan. You want to see all three makes up there, and those guys are changing spots.
Well, we could say we want to see even competition, but that's not really true. We want to see guys that can race it out and figure it out, and that's called competition that's not always even. But, boy, they are putting on a show up front. There's no doubt about that. It is going to be a wild restart. We are not that far past halfway, but it's going to be a real interesting finish as we get this thing going. We can already see how many lead changes we've had this restart. The good question here is this little cool down, has it been good for the tires? It's good for the racetrack. We'll see who's got the grip and who's got the setup.
Brad Mann, as a driver that used to race in this series, as a crafty veteran, do you like this time of night? When is your favorite time of night behind the wheel of one of these bad boys?
Well, if your race car was loose early, this is what you want. Cool temperatures, calm down. Interesting thing, front four cars, a zero car, big motor, 99 crate motor, 29 big motor, 13 crate motor. It's a known fact, as the race goes on, the crate motor is easier on tires. So did the big motors burn up their tires? It's going to be a lot to see here. And I got to think the 13 picked his way up through the field, didn't work real hard on the race car, so I think he saved something here, guys.
What are you seeing on the tweet box there, Joe?
Oh, I'm looking. I can see at Flamborough Speedway, Shane Stickle wins in his Oscar Modified. He is out there. Ended up winning a heat. We got the Lucas Oil Can-Am Midgets in action. Looks like Darren Dryden wins his second Lucas Oil feature. What else we got? We got lots happening, Tim, for sure.
Yeah, we got lots happening as we get ready to get some more happening here. We're getting ready to go back to green flag competition as we have 89 laps completed. We'll have 90 at the stripe and 60 laps remaining.
It's Turple leading Slonway down to take the start here with Proud and Cassius Clark sitting there. They're going to take the green. Turple gets the jump from Slonway back to the start finish line. Slonway fighting back the outside.
And it's Turple as they exit turn two with the advantage. Just a couple of inches, but he's got it. Down the back straightaway into turn number three and four. Slonway on the high side trying to make a run at it.
Slonway takes the lead coming off four. He drove in real deep to Caroline Sexton in four to take the lead. Slonway continues to lead down the back stretch. Zero falls in behind. Cassius Clark fighting on the outside of the 29 car. Clark's going to take third, going back to the line.
Trouble in corner number four. Nicholas Noggle, something broke on the 08 car. Caution flag will fly. And Joe, I saw that down the back straightaway. Something was amiss with that 08 car, and it looks tired down at least.
Absolutely.
On that car.
Yeah, that's right down on the rim, probably touching the lower control arm. Shower of sparks flying up from the 08.
I see them pushing Sean Pierce's car towards corner number one and two, so it looks like the Pierce Racing entry, the Racing for Autism number 21, is done for the evening. And Joe, I know you're looking there, and you saw something that sparked my attention.
Absolutely. Caught my attention as well, looking at the NASCAR Pinty Series running tonight over at Sunset Speedway in Stroud, Ontario. Just having a look through Twitter, and I noticed the Canada's Best Race Team, CBRT. There's a tweet out there. You got Jackson in fifth. How about Josh Collins in sixth place right now, buddy?
We talked about Joel Hickox being busy tomorrow. Josh Collins is going to be busy because once he finishes the Leland 300, he's going to hop a plane and go to St. John's, travel the hour to Avondale, and compete in the Father's Day Sportsman 75 for the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series. So he's busy. I get to go over there and do that race, too, so I'm excited.
Yeah, you're going to be a busy cat. I know we can't wait till August 27th. The Racetime Radio broadcast crew, we're going to be heading out to the Rock. We're going to bring you live coverage of the Edward Collins 125. We're looking forward to doing that. But tonight, It is Scotia Speed World. What a beautiful facility Cecil Vance has got here. He's got a great crew and Lawrence Hopper and all the different employees that make up Scotia Speed World, including you, Tim Terry, doing a great job.
Do you hear that sound? That's Lawrence Hopper's head just getting a little bit bigger over
He does a great job on this facility.
He does indeed.
Absolutely. We got a beautiful night. 91 laps in the books of the Nova Truck Center's 150. And we got the 99 of Craig Slonwhite out front. Zero, Sean Turple. We've mentioned these two guys all night long. They keep changing that front spot, but noticeably different this time around, guys. The 29 of Proud is back one spot. The 13, King Race Car of Cassius Clark, has moved himself up into that third spot, Jerry. He is on the move. Donald Chisholm is on the rise. We haven't seen all the passes we are going to see here tonight. And how about the 67 of Blankhorn, also on the move?
And a lot of those good drivers making their way back from the back of the field, just as we expected them to do. Something I was just thinking about on the last restart, when Slonwhite got the edge, that was because Turple was on the bottom. The last restart, when Slonwhite restarted on the bottom, Turple got the lead. Maybe Turple likes the outside lane. This could be his advantage.
I think it's anybody who starts in that outside lane seems to get that jump and get out in front. It's almost like we see at Riverside International Speedway 9 times out of 10. You want to start in the outside because if you can get that run off corner number 2, you're probably going to go into corner number 3 with the lead spot. Cassius Clark, the one thing that I did see on the outside lawn in that last restart, he had a handful of wheel, especially coming out of corner number 4. He'll be on the inside line. We'll see if that car handles a little bit better. And if he can get the 99 to get that little bit of a jump, watch for C-Money to try to move to second.
Now, I know, Tim Terry, you won't be with us tomorrow night, but Jerry Paxton and I will be live from the Wooden Door Bistro, just a stone's throw away from here. Of course, located at the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, a great, and I emphasize the word great, little bar, little restaurant. They got dynamite food. We are going to be there live tomorrow night, doing their broadcast on Sirius XM, and it's on channel 167. You can join us 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Stop by. They've got seats. Grab yourself a cold one and come in and join us on that live broadcast.
And delicious food over there, I must say. And I'm going to hear the blender going. I'll be listening over there. I've been listening for the blender going. I just got a text message. He says, at Scotia watching the weekly show, back in Alberta now, listening to Race Time. Thanks for the coverage from Dan Eddy. So we want to say hello to Dan. I thought I saw Brad somewhere here in the grandstand at one point.
Yeah.
I think he's right down here.
Yeah.
Give us a wave. Yeah, that's Brad
there
down there. Craig McDonald sitting
Brad
with him, too. Great to see you. He graduated from the NSCC.
I'll tell you what. That guy is one talented wheelman. He doesn't need to be in this grandstand. He needs to be in a race car out here. And hopefully, one day, this is the Make-A-Wish. I'm going to make my wish. I wish Brad Eddy back into one of these pro stock cars as Art Steves decides to tap those flags together. That means turn the lights out, Jerry Paxton. We're going to hit the loud pedal, and we're going to commence lap 92 here tonight.
And indeed, the pace car takes the field down the back straightaway. He slows to the infield, heads off the racetrack. 99, Craig Slonwhite will bring them around out of turn number 4. Art Steves waves the green, and we're back racing. Slonwhite with the advantage down into turns 1 and 2. He takes off. 13 of Cassius Clark going with him as Turple on the outside trying to keep pace, trying to stay with that 99 of Slonwhite. Craig Proud of the 29 goes to the outside. Cole Butcher in the number 53 trying to slide inside on the 29 of Proud.
Hickox around in the Bandolero track in corners number 3 and 4 trying to get that thing fired, but he cannot get that thing moving. We stay green flag for the moment. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite up in front, and there is the caution flag for the 22 of Joel Hickox. Hickox disabled on the Bando track in 3 and 4 to bring out the caution flag on lap number 93.
The 99, Slonwhite really caught Turple sleeping on the restart, guys. The 99 really got a good jump. And Cassius Clark was just about to take over the second spot. They go back a lap, so it kind of saved Turple to give him another shot at the restart here. Generally late in the evening, you want to be on the outside to get more grip. Daytime when it's hot, you want down the bottom. So look for them big motor cars up on the outside to have a little bit of advantage here.
Yeah, Slomovich was really impressive on the inside on that restart. Came off of corner number two with the lead. And as you mentioned, Brad, that 0 and 13 going at it for position number two. The 29 of Greg Prout, 53 of Cole Butcher complete your top five as Hickox gets a little push from the cleanup crew to try to get that thing refired and still has yet to get that thing pointed in the right direction. There he goes, and he will rejoin the rear of the field. Steve Ross in the AltaGas Speedy Auto Center Tacoma Drive Chevrolet down on pit road, and the crew is looking at that race car right now.
Hey, guys, I want to break in here for a minute. We've got Peter here from Nova Truck Centers. Peter, what a race tonight. The Nova Truck Centers Make-A-Wish 150, a huge night. You had some great trucks here today.
Yeah, thanks very much. We're pretty happy to have all the stock out here, and a lot of customers bring their trucks out, clean them up, and put on a great parade for us, yeah.
You got a brand new location all fired up. Sounds like a big, beautiful building. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been working out of two facilities right next door to each other on Thornhill Drive in Burnside. And so for the last couple of years, we've been working on this new facility. Just opened it, 45,000 square feet, 24 bays. Lots of driver amenities and room for our customers to park, and hope to be a destination.
You know, I was out here last night at Scotia Speed World watching the races. Of course, we've got seen a couple of trucks put together, like long trains that we don't see in Ontario. I haven't seen them. Not a big flying around.
We've seen them for a few years down here.
Incredible. Pete, thanks so much for your sponsorship tonight. I know everybody's tuned in. They're enjoying this race, and couldn't happen without companies like you guys.
No, we look forward to it. The customers like it. Our employees enjoy it. It's like our summer picnic, and everybody looks forward to coming out once a year.
Dynamite. You got a truck, you got to pull into Nova Truck Centers. Sponsor of this Nova Truck Center is 150. Going to be a great finish to this one, guys. What are we at? 93 laps in the books. Things are going to change, and they're going to change real soon. Tim?
Yeah, the 99 and the 0 are going to continue to set the pace up front. We're going to go at least one more lap. The 13-29 side by side. Art Steves tells the field to close up. A couple of guys in the back not getting double filed. The 8 car of Kent Vincent in the top 10. The 89 of Donald Chisholm in 8th. And then the 49 of Harry Ross White in position number 9. Completing your top 10. It's car number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Watch that 66. Jerry, I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, Russell Smith Jr. subbing in for Daryl Maher outside row number 3. I think he has something here for the end of this race.
I think there's a couple of sleepers in this field, and we're about to find out who they are with just 57 laps to go. And definitely Russell Smith Jr. in that 66 is one of them. We've seen some of the others in that front five already put on a show, but this one's going to get a lot more interesting. Green flag in the air. We are back racing, and this time Turpel Scarves is into turn number 1 on the outside lane. Sloan White says, nice try, but it's still my lead. And they are door-to-door down to turn number 3 and 4. Out of 4, and it is Sloan White with the lead once again. And the battle in behind them for third. Here comes the 13 of Cassius Clark. T noses in front of the 29 and Greg Proud.
Meanwhile, Turpo fights back the outside to pick up the lead that lap. Sloan White fights back inside. Here comes Cassius Clark. Proud in hot pursuit on the outside, followed by Butcher.
13 car Cassius Clark now to the outside. Turpo going to take the lead, the 99. As Sloan White falls into line in second. Now, where does Cassius Clark go? Clark looks to the outside line of the 99. Can't get the grip at a corner number 2. Sloan White continuing to fight back for the lead on the 0. You can throw about the top 8 over a blanket as the 8 of Kent Vincent tries to reel in these guys. He's sitting in position number 9. Great battle for the top 9.
Cassius Clark drives in deep, deep into turn 3, trying to get around out. Meanwhile, Sloan White gets underneath Turpo coming off a 4. He fights back for the lead.
Down in turns 1 and 2, it's Turpo on the outside. Sloan White digging with all he's got, can't make the move. And Cassius Clark in the number 13 on the outside, right behind Turpo. It is a 3-car battle for the lead.
Turpo giving the bottom to Sloan White, lets him take it. Turpo continues to run out up the side. Meanwhile, Slonway fights back. Clark's looking on the outside of Slonway, going into three, drives in deep. Coming out of four, Slonway still holds on to second.
And now Turple showing some muscle as he puts a car length on the 99 of Slonway. Down the back straightaway they go. Cassius Clark in the 13 on the outside, trying to do it the hard way around the 99 of Slonway.
101, making two in the books, Tim, and we have got a dogfight tonight in the Maritimes.
The 29 car of Greg Proud sitting in position number four, and he's got a front row seat. The battle in front of him, the 13 and 99 nearly made contact for position number two. Give it to Cassius Clark. Clark moves to second around the 99 of Slonway. Now he's got a car link between himself and the Dexter Construction Municipal Group. Number zero, Sean Turple in front of him for the lead. 66 underneath the 53.
Meanwhile, Dylan Blakehorn's fought his way all the back way up to six. Look for the 67 car. He starts to turn it on with 50 to go, followed by Chisholm.
And look at that 66. Russell Smith Jr. working his way under the 53. A Butcher, they contact down the front straightaway. And they managed to keep it together, but Butcher's lost the left front tire. It is flat.
53 car heading to pit road. Tough break for Cole Butcher. The 66 car continues to battle with the 67 and the 89. Joe, we saw that with Cole Butcher last night in the Legends race, didn't we?
Yeah, tough, tough deal for the 53 of Cole Butcher. That's got to be heartbreak. As we work lap 107, the zero Turple out front, but boys, he's got company. Cassius Clark on the rear bumper. The 99 is Swan White, the 29 of Proud. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can't stick your finger between any of them.
And already Butcher, that tire change is done. He's back on the racetrack, but he's lost a couple of laps. He's out of the fight, but he's still going to give it everything he's got. Four cars in a row up in the front, then a battle between the 66 of Russell Smith Jr., and it looks like the 53 of Butcher isn't very happy with him. It's almost like he's roadblocking him down the back straightaway.
Well, they can't be playing too many games. The 99 of Chisholm, the 67 of Blakehorn are coming, guys.
Meanwhile, up front, it's Turple continues to lead. Cassius Clark, Slonway, Greg Proud starting to turn in. Here comes the 66. He slipped up the fifth, and Chisholm follows him.
Yeah, top four pulled away from the battle for position number five. Well, it's not really a battle, Joe. It's 66 of Russell Smith Jr., the 53 car, Cole Butcher's lap car. And look who's making their way through the field, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 67 of Blankhorn, and the 8 of Kent Vincent going at it. That's the battle for position number six. Meanwhile, the LFR chassis, King Racing, number 13, looking on the outside of the Dexter Construction Municipal Group Zero.
John Turple that time by slammed the door shut. No, sir, Mr. Cassius Clark. You're not going to do it this lap, but the 13 is looking on the Whoa. High side, and he gets real loose. You don't want to be out there, Jer.
And that's going to give the 99 of Craig Slonwhite an opportunity to get that second spot back as Cassius Clark fights him on the outside. Slonwhite can't stay with him, and Clark back up into second. Slonwhite in the 99 for third. The 29 and Greg Proud. And Proud now looking for a racing lane. He wants to get around Slonwhite.
Guys, it's long from forward. The zero car run the 13 car up the racetrack, so it should be interesting when the 13 gets to the back bumper of the zero car here as he continues to chase him down. Slonwhite in hot pursuit, followed by Proud. Clark continues to close in on the bumper of the zero car, about two car lengths away now. Down the front straightaway they go with Turple in the lead. Clark closing in each corner. As he rolls through the center of the corner, Turple pulls away on the back stretch.
And Turple on a turn four down the front straightaway once again, leading the parade. Cassius Clark trying to close it down, gets within the car length. Turple drives it away off turn two, down the back two. And Slonwhite maybe saving up a little race car for the last handful of laps. He is marking time with the 29 of Greg Proud right behind him.
It's the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 live tonight from Scotia Speed World, the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, and we got a burn burner at lap 120. The zero of Turple, the 13 of Clark. Things are heating up, Tim Terry. Here it comes in. Wow, that was real close for the 81. Evan Scott had that car sideways. He saved it.
Byron Bartlett going to go a lap down here as the 13 of Cassius Clark. Last couple laps, especially off corner number two. Peeking that nose to the inside of the zero. Trying to make the move, but he cannot get it off of the corner. The zero car extends that advantage. Now the 13 taking a peek to the outside. Zero way up the racetrack with the 13. It's going to close in the 99 of Swanway. 13 and zero. Are they playing a little cat and mouse here? Zero up the racetrack, 13 to the inside. They'll drag race down the back straightaway for the lead on lap 122.
Turpel went into turn two, just way too hot. Had to ride it up the racetrack on the brake pedal. Broke the momentum. Cassius Clark took advantage. And the 13 car is up in front. It doesn't mean the battle's over. Turpel on the offensive once again, trying to get around the 13.
13 a little loose, getting up off a two. Now Turpel fights back underneath. He's going to look underneath. Cash Clark going down the straightaway. Clark shuts the door. Somebody, 22 car spun on the backstretch here, guys.
We stay green flag racing as the 22 on the Bandolero track, trying to get that thing to pit road. Cassius Clark to the point, the zero of Turbel in second. Slonwhite, the 29, 53, 66, 53, not on the lead lap, but those six cars nose to tail right now, Joe.
Unbelievable race tonight as we come
to...
Oh,
Turpel gets under the 13 car as he bobbles coming off of four. Turpel drove underneath and something that just bobbled the 13 coming up off four. 13 fights back for the lead. Clark back in the lead. Turpel falls to second.
And they had a little contact as they came around out of turn number two. And zero car had to slow it down to gather it up. That allowed Clark to drive it away once again. A couple of car lengths now, the 13 car in front of the zero of Turpel.
And the boys are getting this done tonight. The parts for Truck Stewart. How about this race to Terry? Unbelievable, the zero of Turpel is chasing down that 13. Cassius Clark starting to stretch it out a wee bit.
Yeah, as you said, he's starting to stretch his legs a little bit out in front of the field. He's got about a quarter straightaway on the zero car of Turbo. The 99 of Slonwhite has the 29 nipping at his bumper. The 53 is a part of this battle, but he's not on the same lap as the leaders. 29 trying to maybe loosen up the 99 a little bit. Greg Proud looking for a top three run here at Scotia.
Greg Proud, the car on the move, down the back straightaway. He is door-to-door with the 99 of Slonwhite. He got the advantage to the inside coming out of turn two. Now he comes out of four, down the front straightaway. Slonwhite drives it away, but here comes Proud down low once again. And Greg Proud able to hold that big dodge down on the bottom.
The only thing he's going to run up onto lap cars here, guys, coming out four. He's got to follow back in line behind the 99. You buy the lap car, the 7 and the 24.
You're clear.
Meanwhile, Cassius Clark continues to spread out the lead. Sean Turpel second, Slonway third. Greg Proud falls into fourth.
You're clear.
And guys, watching that zero car, looks like he's got a bad push as he comes through corner number two. It's not the speed. Everybody else is able to get through. He's just developed a push in the race car that's sending him up to the high side.
What a run for the 66 car. Russell Smith Jr. subbing for Darrell Murr, riding along in fifth, having a great run here tonight. Really doing well in that car for probably only a second or third Pro Stock race. Driving the wheels off that 66 car.
And he's within striking distance of a podium run as the 99, 29 just in front of the 66 as they go at it with the 53. Once again, 53 not on the lead lap, but he's keeping up with these leaders, Joe, as they continue to go at it. We're closing in on the end of this race. 13 laps to go here for the 13.
Unbelievable race tonight here at Scotia Speed World. Cassius Clark has really been methodical. He was dominating in race number one here to kick the season off. He is showing some domination right now, Jerry. Unbelievable run for these guys.
He is doing a magnificent job out in front, but he's going to have his hands full in just a couple of car lengths. That 81 car of Nevin Scott, he is loose, fighting it all the way through the corners. That's going to make him a very tough lap car to pass.
And he's got the 14 of Terry Duguay just in front of him now as they'll come by this time. Two hands in the air from Archdees. 10 laps to go for the 13 of Cassius Clark.
I kind of thought this was going to end at night, Tim Terry, but it's not going to the way these guys are going. We've only been slowed five times for caution, and they're putting it on with nine laps left to go. The 13 King race car of Cassius Clark is out front. He has got a real good lead right now on the exit of four, the zero, just exiting four now. So he's got a decent lead, Jer.
Russell Smith Jr. just took over the fourth place from Craig Proud as Proud bobbled on the backstretch.
22 of Hickox to pit road. They're side by side for that spot as Greg Proud will surrender fourth. And the 66 car is on the hunt for the 99 through some lap traffic. Hold on to your seats. This one's going to be exciting. You know Rusty wants to be on the podium.
Three wide. Coming out of turn 66. Gets the job done. He rolls under the 99. Coming out four. They went three wide. Turn three and four, guys.
Rusty to the inside of the 99 of Slonwhite. That's the battle for position number three. Russell Smith trying to get on the podium. Slonwhite on the outside. They touch at a corner number four. They drag race down the front straightaway. This one is going to get good as we come down this time by Cassius Clark. We'll have four laps to go.
And the one thing Cassius Clark doesn't want to see right now is a caution flag. The other guys behind him are racing hard for position. Anything could happen, but that would really spoil it for him.
Russell Smith Jr. takes over third from Slonwhite going down the backstretch. Now he sits his sight on the zero car, Sean Turple. Three laps to go. Cassius Clark going to come down to take the fourth. Two double flags stacked up here with two to go, guys. Clark leads the field by half a car length. Turple in second. Russell Smith Jr. sitting in third. He's opened up the gap now. Smith sets his sight on Turple. Cassius Clark picks up the white flag. We're on the last lap at Scotia Speedrail. Cassius Clark leads the crew off of turn two. Down the backstretch. One more straightaway to go for Clark as Clark comes into turn three. All alone, Cassius Clark will take the checker. Sean Turple will follow him through. Finish second. Big run for Russell Smith Jr. third. Slonwhite fourth and Greg Proud fifth. Your top five, guys.
Unbelievable finish to tonight's Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Jerry, it doesn't get much better than we just seen.
That was one very fast-paced race. We saw it all, and boy, did they put on a show. Some very tight racing, really going after it. They did an amazing job. There's no doubt about that.
We are going to be back in just mere moments to wrap it up tonight here from Scotia Speed World. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Ken Cunning from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, and you're listening to Race Time Radio. In the day we sweated out
on the streets of a runaway. Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Of our NASCAR nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Things.
Learn as much as we can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it.
It's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
There's only one IWK 250, Canada's ultimate short track race.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious stock car race to win, featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing that series always puts on, I think, the best shows.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Under the lights at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
The IWK race in particular, fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholm's up there at Nova Scotia just do an incredible job with that facility in that race and the IWK.
You know, those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
July 16th, presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. Live, flight-to-flight coverage at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, worldwide.
Oh, my God. We did
it.
July 16th on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah!
unbelievable race here tonight. Welcome back, everyone. Brad Mann, you got our third place finisher.
What a run for Russell Smith Jr. subbing for Daryl Murray in the race car. This got to be a big, big night for you, Russell.
This is a dream come true. I mean, I can't thank anybody but Daryl and his family for letting me have this opportunity to finish third.
I saw you stuff it in three wide up the middle to make that last move to get the part. Were you just going for broke, buddy, or what was in your mind, or you just went for the hole?
You know what? There was only a few laps left, and the old man says you got to get everything you can, so there we are.
There you go. Hats off to Russell Smith Jr. finishing up third.
Jerry Paxton, you have our second place finisher.
Sean Turple, last week you were brokenhearted. It didn't work for you at Riverside, but tonight you brought it back.
Yeah, again, I got to thank my crew and my great sponsors for all the hard work that they put in. And Jeff Taylor, Distance Racing Chassis, changed this thing all around and said, this is what we run, try it out. And we never touched a wrench on it all day. Didn't have enough to hold Cassius off there at the end. I started getting bad loose down into one. Congratulations to those guys. He's very stout here. And I seen that 66 car in the mirror. I'm glad it wasn't a 160 or 165. I think he would have been putting some heavy pressure on me or just driving by me as quick as he was coming. Congratulations to Russell. And maybe that's telling Daryl Russell should be in that car all the time. that's just a joke. But, yeah, I just can't thank Cassie, Spot, and my whole team enough. It's awesome.
Sean Turple bringing it home second.
Tim Terry, you are with our winner in victory lane. Take it away, bud.
Cassius Clark getting the pictures taken with the trophy, and Peter and the kids from Make-A-Wish. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your feature winner in the Nova Truck Center's 150, Cassius Clark.
I'm going to slide up here and talk to our winner from the rear of the field all the way back up to the front.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. It was a little bit unexpected there, but we just kind of took our time and, picked them off one by one and knew we had a good car. I was kind of waiting for the sun to go down because I couldn't really see that well. So sun went down and the car was fast and we were able to pick them off there.
Did a lot of passes on the high side of the racetrack too.
Yeah, in practice this morning I got up there once and I was like, man, the top's there. It hadn't been recently and I kind of kept it under my hat. I told myself I was probably going to win the race on the outside there. Ended up, getting to the bottom. I tried to get around to Sean on the outside, but, he was leading the race and, didn't want to give me the top. So we got the bottom there and was able to, race on by there. So I can't thank Andrew, Rowley, the whole King Racing team. This thing is on rails and can't wait for the next one.
Two races at Scotia Speed World, two victories.
Yeah, it's a nice place, so I'd be ready to be back the next time.
Cat 250 coming up.
Yeah, that's a big one. We've got a few of those, so hopefully we'll be number four.
We'll see you at Petty next week.
We'll be there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cassius Clark's your winner in the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
Unbelievable race here tonight at Scotia Speed World. How about that? Unbelievable finish. Let's get to some unofficial results for you. I'll run through these. The 13, of course, Cassius Clark down in Victory Lane. The celebration will continue for the 13 car. In second spot, we heard from him, the 0, Sean Turple. In third, the number 66 tonight, driven by Russell Smith Jr. In fourth spot, the 99 of Craig Salonwhite. Fifth tonight goes to the 29 of Greg Proud. In sixth spot, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Seventh spot, how about it? Another top 10 for the 89 Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm. Eighth spot, the 97 of DJ Casey. In ninth spot, the number 8 of Kent Vinson. Tenth spot, how about this for a rookie run? The 49 car, Harry Ross White. In 11th, the number 81 of Nevin Scott. In 12th spot, the 08 Nicholas Noggle rolled his 08 home to a 12th place finish. 13th spot, the 24 of Steve Ross. 14th, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In 15th spot, the number 32 of Sarah McKay. 16th, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. 17th spot was Byron Bartlett. In 18th, the 22 of Joel Hickok. In 19th spot, the 14 of Terry Dugay. 20th was the number 21 of Sean Pierce. 21st position, the 11 of Marty Prevost. And in 22nd spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Of course, all unofficial results, but that's how they finish up the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Jerry, where'd you get off to, buddy?
Well, I ran down to the other end of the pit to see who was left, and you know what? Everybody drove away, just like that. I have a feeling there's a lot of tired drivers tonight. That was a pretty tough deal. I did grab a word with Donald Chisholm just as they were getting set to pull the car away, and he said, you know, they were happy with the run, didn't go exactly the way they wanted it, and that little incident in the qualifying heat really upset their car in a big way. That's why they had the issues in tech. They had a terrific race car to start the day. It's just not the way it ended, but he was happy to be able to get for the back and come up with that top 10 finish.
Throw down to Brad. Man, I can see you are with someone. Brad, take it away, buddy.
I've caught up with the 53 car, Cole Butcher. You had a great run. Looked like it maybe touched coming off a two there, cut a tire down.
Yeah, the 66 is racing hard, but, you know, we cut a tire, and that's just racing. But we came in, changed tire, and the car was really good. But a couple laps down, we did what we could do.
Heartbreak for the 53 car tonight, guys. Had a real good car running in the top five. Cut tire, puts them back in the field.
You hate it when that happens. Where did Tim get off to? Oh, I see Tim now. He's on his way up the grandstand. Well, let me see here. Jerry, what do you think of that race? Man, what a show tonight.
You know, you can't ask for anything better than what you just saw right there. We had some fast cars up front. That was the way they came out of qualifying. We had some other guys who didn't draw so well, had some issues in qualifying that put them to the back. We saw some great drivers come from the back, including Cassius Clark, who started, remember, at the back of the pack after issues in tech. We saw Donald Chisholm come up with a top 10 finish after also being sent to the back. The 18 of Darren McKinnon, a little bit of rough luck tonight. It didn't quite go his way. Sean Turple was strong. There was no doubt about that. Him and Craig Slonwhite. And I have a funny feeling after watching and talking to a couple of the Slonwhite crew guys earlier tonight, there's a big heartbreak on that team. They really thought they had a car that could come to the podium, and they just didn't quite finish where they needed to.
The party continues for Cassius Clark in the 13 King Racing Chevrolet. But, Brad, man, I can see you've got a driver down there. Who you got?
I've caught up with DJ Casey, the driver of the 97 car. DJ, I know he's a bit pitted a few times, adjusted all night. Just looked like the car was off a little bit.
Yeah, just couldn't get the push out of the car today. We struggled with it here the first race, but it came around at the end there. It was fast at the end. I kind of wish it was a 250 lap right now because the car was fast at the end. So, you know, maybe I'm just good at the end and I can't drive at the start. I don't know.
I don't think that's the case, buddy. You guys are off to Petty next week. You had a good car last year at Petty. I know this is a new race car. You got to be looking forward to go there.
Yeah, Petty's probably my second favorite track on the tour next to Riverside. It's more of a track that I can really get digging in the corner, and it's a real driver's track there. So I think we'll be strong there as long as we get the car set up and figure out what's going on with it. And, you know, I just got to thank my sponsors, Happy Harry's, Ocean View Fisheries, Tarraquette, Freem. I'm missing some, I know, but it's long race, tired. But thanks, everybody, for coming out, and I'll see you guys next week.
There you go. DJ Casey, looking forward, going to Petty's, get another kick at the can here.
Brad, man, just before we cut you loose, I need your closing thoughts on what you've seen here tonight at Scotia Speed World.
Well, Joe, I watched Russell Smith Jr. drive in three wide in turn three and four between six cars. I didn't think they were going to come out of it. It was an impressive move, probably the move of the race that I saw to drive in there and make it stick. A lot of good cars. The competition was tough. We knew the 13 would be a competitor. He'd be there at the end, saved his equipment. Sort of ran away with it near the end of the race, but had his hands full coming up through the field when he got up with some of the top running cars. Real good run for the zero car. Had a long week, and that's last year's car that they took out of the mothballs. A new car will be shipped down to distance racing this week to get fixed. A good race for the fans. A lot of disappointment with some guys. I know the 67 car was really disappointed. Had a good car. But you got to realize when you get a flat tire and you put another tire on, the stagger's not the same. You might have had too many heat cycles through that tire on the left side, so just the handling goes out the window. So he had a good night to get back up to fifth. A good race. The competition's really strong here. You got a mix of the youth. You got the wily veterans coming in. So it's a real strong competition as usual, and it was a great race.
Yeah, great job down on pit road. I thank you for doing that, as well as Jerry Paxton. Dynamite race. What can you say? Cassius Clark, dominant in race number one. he comes back and he's dominant on the right laps here tonight in the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. The tour heads off to Petty International Raceway. Our next live broadcast of this Parts for Trucks tour is going to come to you from Riverside International Speedway, the IWK 250. You'll want to tune in to Racetime Radio on Sirius XM Channel 167, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. local out here, and we will do the show tomorrow night live from the Wooden Door Bistro at the Quality Inn Halifax Airport. It's going to be a dynamite race at Petty. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss one of these Parts for Trucks races. Tomorrow night on the program, Noah Gregson picks up his first victory in the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series East. He's going to join the program. We'll have the winner of the NASCAR Pinty Series. We'll even try and grab Cassius Clark to get his views after the party's over and as that 13 car prepares for what's in front of them and the races to come. But that's going to do it for our coverage live tonight from Scotia Speed World. We sure hoped you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks to all you fans that have shown up here again to make this facility and to make this series what it is today. Got to thank Nova Truck Centers and Make-A-Wish. Don't forget to donate. Great cause, and you want to donate as much as you possibly can. But thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Got to thank Susie Q back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up and getting us on the air tonight. Got to thank Tim Terry, the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour. Don't know where he got off to, but he is not here anymore. That's going to do it for us. Have a great night, everyone. And we will hear, you can hear us tomorrow night live on Sirius XM Channel 167. That's it for us. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.